Okay, my friends.
Indeed. Today we are reading a story called
Normal Norman.
Normal Norman by Tara Lazar, and the illustrations are by S. Britt. And it's read today by Mommy and
Boo! Boo!
Boo?
Uh-huh. Boo.
Mommy and Boo. I'm very happy that you're here with me. Are you ready to read your story?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to Normal Norman. This is my first time narrating a book. I'm a bit nervous. I hope it goes well. My assignment today is to clearly define the word normal. And in the picture, we can see who is speaking. She's a junior scientist, and there's a head scientist behind her.
Allow me to introduce Norman. He will help me demonstrate the word normal. You see, Norman is exceedingly normal.
Exceedingly. Do you know what that word means? Okay. If you are exceeding something, you are doing more than that something. So this guy is way more than just normal. Okay.
In fact, we selected Norman because our scientists found Norman to be the most average animal on Earth.
Regular, ordinary,
a common, everyday creature. Let us examine him. Normal head, normal ears, normal paws. Thank you, Norman. You may take a break now.
And what kind of animal is Norman?
Gorilla.
He's a gorilla. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, Norman. What is that you're eating? That is not normal, Norman. Please, have this banana instead. A banana is normal.
Wait a minute. What just happened?
He's trying to eat a pizza, but then she gives him a banana.
Because I don't think I've ever seen a gorilla eat a pizza before. Have you? No.
Don't you know how to eat a banana? Let me show you.
I know. You're ripping off that poor creature's skin,
says Norman.
Ah, you can talk? Normal animals don't speak English. They make noises like this.
Well, that's just weird,
says Norman.
And then normal animals peel fruit and eat it quietly. Here, try an orange.
Oh, stop! Oh, stop, you wicked brute! I must save the yellow and orange creatures!
Norman, this is not part of our normal presentation. next page, please.
I don't think that Norman realizes that the fruits are not creatures, but they are in fact fruits.
Next, we will present Norman's home. A normal jungle, a normal tree, a normal cave, a normal waterhole. Thank you, Norman. You may rest a moment.
Wait a minute. What is Norman doing?
She said rest a moment, and he's climbing up his bed to sleep.
And she said to rest for a moment, but he's climbing into a bunk bed. Now, I don't think I've ever seen a bunk bed in a jungle before. Have you?
No.
Hold on, Norman. Animals do not sleep in bunk beds. Here is a pile of leaves and branches. Please lie down. This is normal.
I can't sleep alone down here without Mr. Scruffles.
Yes. Mr. Scruffles, that is your father, correct? Let's move on to the next exhibit, then. Norman's normal
family.
But in the picture, I don't think Mr. Scruffles is his father. It looks like it's his Stuffy, right? Now, in the picture, we see there's a normal mother and a normal father and a normal sister and a normal brother. And then a normal stuffed anteater.
Normal stuffed anteater? Norman!
He's my Mr. Scruffles. Scruffle Puffle. My lovey-dovey Scruffly-poo.
An animal with his own stuffed ant? This is abnormal. Please, let's take a 5-minute break to straighten all this out. Just a second, Norman. Who are you talking to?
My best buddy.
Your friend?
And who's Norman's best friend?
A snake.
A big giant one. This is a boa constrictor.
You cannot be friends. You are normal enemies in the wild. This is exceptionally strange. Most certainly not normal. Here. He shall be your friend instead. He is normal, like you. Go ahead and play together.
And she's opening a cage, and a monkey is coming out of it.
Hey, another banana butcher. I'm getting out of here.
And he's upset because this other little monkey is eating a banana, yeah.
Please, Norman, you are being very disruptive. Norman, animals do not drive dune buggies or fly with dual jetpacks or dive in deep sea submersibles.
So we can see Norman doing all of these very unusual things.
This is definitely positively not normal. This is crazy. This is absurd. This is ruining my perfectly normal demonstration. I have failed to show my readers what normal means. Everything has gone wrong. This is a disaster. I will never be asked to narrate a book again.
Wow, she's crying. And Norman has turned around and walked over to her, and he says,
There, it's okay. Here, have a tissue.
He could be non-normal Norman.
I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Norman.
May I get you a glass of water?
That would be nice.
Here you go. I'm sorry, I'll cooperate now.
You will? That's wonderful, Norman. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
No problem. Anything to help a pal. And I have an idea. Would you like to see my friends and me in our natural habitat? It's the most normal place of all.
Norman, you have one abnormally large heart. Pardon that brief interruption. We were experiencing temporary technical difficulties. Let's return to our presentation. We're about to see Norman's friends in their natural habitat. Please note how normal they are.
Oh my. I can see already there's some problems. First of all, what does Norman have around his arm?
A hula hoop.
Do you usually see gorillas with hula hoops?
No, and he has glasses this whole book.
Yes, this a good point. This gorilla has worn glasses the entire book.
Is this book illustrated by the same person who illustrated, what's it called? The Humpy Caterpillar?
No, that's Eric Carle. This is a different guy here.
What's her name?
This person is S. Britt. Yeah, totally different person. Stefan Brent. Okay. But in the picture, we can see we can see some of his friends.
An elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing a beanie and a tutu.
Yeah.
And a monkey with a sombrero.
Yeah.
As you can see, everyone likes being his or her normal self.
Oh boy, yep. There are a lot of different animals in the pictures, and they're all doing real different things. There's a bear putting on a puppet show, a pig with a banjo, an oboe playing hippopotamus, a motorcycle riding, tiger.
You know Scruffles the armadillo?
Mm-hmm.
There's a skunk that looks like Scruffle playing.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange.
Well, that's actually Scruffle.
Yeah, there's just a lot of strange stuff going on here. None of this looks normal.
And so do I. Enough of this book narrating stuff. I quit. I need to get back to my normal hobby. Want to join me, Norman?
The heck?
What is her normal hobby?
Instruments.
It looks like she's playing some sort of horned instrument that blows fire.
Oh, that's weird.
Never seen anything quite like that before.
It's like...
And now we've got her...
Dancing with Norman.
And they just look as silly as they possibly could, don't you think? But they also look like they're having fun. And any way you slice it, friends, as long as you are being who you were meant to be.
Which is not normal.
Which is not normal, because normal really doesn't exist, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good. And that, my friends, is
the end.